12 o'clock on the dot. And as promised, we have the team in studio from Kruger to Canyon Biosphere Region. We have Johan Kutsia and I have Adima in studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you in studio, and it's lovely to be able to communicate to K2C, Kruger to Canyon Biosphere, on a weekly basis about what you guys are doing out there and the changes that are being made. And just remember, the last two or three interviews have already been loaded onto our website. So if you want to re-listen to those interviews, just go onto our Hootspray page and you can find them there for you to listen to again. But welcome again. So I always start these interviews with just a little intro about the person that we are communicating to, because we as human beings are automatically curious as to where you come from, what you've done. So just a little breakdown. We won't take any blood, I promise you. It's just a little breakdown of where you've come from, where you've grown up, and your bit of schooling, and how did you land up not just here in Hoedspruit, but also with this wonderful company called Kruger to Canyons Biosphere. Dima, will you like to start?
Thank you. So my name is Dima Katsonunyane. I grew up in Bushbuckridge, so that's within the K2C landscape. I think my love for nature started when I was in high school, when we just picked up to attend bush schools. So I took an interest in that and studied nature conservation. So after my completion, I struggled getting opportunities until around 2013, where I joined K2C as an environmental monitor, where I was based at Mariepskop State Forest. So we were just doing access controls, and just for me being there around nature, you know, it just intrigued this love, and all those alien invasive species that I saw there, they just, you know, evoked these feelings that I wanted to be part of this project. So since then, I've been doing small projects, alien restoration, trying to plant trees with the Mariepskop management. And yeah, that's how I landed up in the Kruger to Canyons Biosphere as a project manager.
So it's your love for nature, and also you've grown up in such a beautiful environment, hey?
Yes.
To grow up here in the Lowveld, Limpopo, you cannot be more blessed. I must say, I grew up in Pietermaritzburg, and all around us we had forests. And we left Pietermaritzburg when I was about 10 years old, but my growing up years were playing in the mountains. There was rivers there. We would go and forage. We would play in the water streams and build our own dams, put rocks to block the river off so that we could have our own private dams. And if I think of growing up like that compared to children in this day and age and how they grow up in technology and how the environment has changed, I find that these projects are even more important.
Yes,
to create sustainability, to keep this generation aware of how important what you guys are doing is for us here. And in terms of the projects that you are running, Dima, where are you at the moment with what projects are you running, just to give us a breakdown of the duration of these projects and how many people are involved in these projects?
Okay, so I think with implementing alien invasive, alien clearing projects within the K2C, we started around 2018, where we partnered with AWARD and we tested an intermediate team around Mariepskop, where we started with just 8 people. But that ran from 2018 up until 2020. And then we had a long break because of lack of funding. But then through partnership and collaboration with other stakeholders, that's when Conservation South Africa got this funding with AFR 100, Afforestation of Forest Landscape Initiative. So that is started around 2022, late 2022. It's still running. I think it is a 4-year project. So I think around end of 2026.
27.
Yeah, 26 for implementation.
IRC.
And then, yes, up 27th, it will be just the wrap-up of the project.
Fantastic.
And doing the MNE of the project. So, but we've started, and the project was only funding the management. So we had to also leverage other funding through partnerships, also with CS Conservation South Africa and the Sabisense Funanani Trust. They gave us Yes for Youth, which runs for a period of a year. So we currently have 20 Yes for Youth participants that are working in the AFR, and also the Social Employment Fund also assisted. They gave us like 80 people when we started, but on a part-time basis. So they would work like maybe 15 days in a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of what the project specifically is, what do we need to know about this project? Is it I see that these catchments are vital watersheds that provide water resources to major areas. So is that your focal point?
Yes, I think for Mariepskop, for the Tlaseri catchment, because we have downstream users that depend on those rivers for their livestock, for their own consumption purposes. So we've been clearing just to release the water into the Tlaseri River, and also for the biodiversity, because as you know, Mariepskop and some of those areas are now part of the Bladder River Canyon Nature Reserve.
That's
so that's very vital for tourist attraction and also employment opportunities for the local communities.
Okay, and I mean, if and that's also what we always want to try and encourage is work, you know, work in working environments to try and keep people employed. And I think it's a wonderful way to do it is by going through these various organizations, because they also see what happens on the ground. They are exposed to exactly what's happening. And in terms of these projects, they aim to improve water quality, water quantity, removing invasive alien plants. So the physical hard work, is that what you guys do as well? You've also got to go dig there and get those things out.
Yes, we have to. Like what we are doing, we are not using chainsaws and stuff, but we are doing ring bucking, where we just ring back the gums and pines and apply herbicide.
Okay, so as natural as possible.
As natural as possible. And another element with the AFR is it is an afforestation project. So we had to plant trees, but we opted that out and said if we clear enough alien invasive, then encourage assisted natural regeneration of these indigenous seedlings that would contribute to the biodiversity enrichment of that landscape.
Wonderful. I mean, it's like teaching a village to plant crops, hey, instead of just giving them. So it's like
free.
Exactly. So you're taking away that alien invasive species, so that there's enough air and light and place for the natural growth to happen. I think that's phenomenal. And with regards to the area itself and the amount of hectares that you've got to clear, I see here it's Upper Letaba. You clear 1,900 hectares of alien invasive plants. Is that on your side?
No, that's on
how many
side.
Hectares on your side do you do, Dima?
So for the AFR project, we have the end bells that were delineated were 900 hectares, but our focus is on the 600 hectares.
Okay.
So since 2022 up until last year, December, we have done 673 initial hectares, and we are on 247 follow-ups, because it would be pointless to just do initials without following up. Some of those aliens are really tough. They just fight to come back.
Mm.
So we are going back now to just follow up and see if nothing is coming back. And before we started with the AFR, there was a baseline assessment that was done to assess how many indigenous, how many invasive, and we have a target of 360,000 indigenous seedlings that must regenerate by the end of 2026. So, and last year, Late last year, we went back and did another assessment, and we have counted 257,000 indigenous seedlings coming up. So, yeah, good. That's a positive, and it's also motivating for our people that are doing all the hard work. And also, it's a nice report because we do quarterly report backs to the tribal authorities just to make them aware of what's happening in the landscape and how they can assist us and we can work together.
And you know, that all boils down to traceability, responsibility, accountability, and that's what your partners want, because this is how you renew your partnerships.
Yes.
So it's wonderful that you can have these goals, and if you attain those goals, the reward is your new partnerships that come in.
Well, yes.
That's fantastic. That's exactly how it should be. And joining us in studio as well, we've got Johan Kutsia. Johan, welcome in studio. And as per Dima, you've got to give us a little bit of a breakdown of yourself and where you've come from and how you landed up here in Hoedspruit.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm Johan Kutser. I was born in Zeerust, Northwest. Raised in Northwest, went to the University of Northwest, where I immediately knew environment is what I was going to do. I started off by studying geography and environmental sciences, did my honors in environmental management, and then I did my master's in sustainable resource development in Belgium at KU Leuven.
Wow. Nice.
When I came back, I was a little bit all over, working as an environmental compliance officer for mining companies, and I ended up becoming a lecturer at the University of Limpopo. When I was there, I got involved with Mountain Environmental Watch, and via them, I got involved with Nick and the team at Kruger to Canyon. And yeah, that's now been almost exactly a year that I've been working for K2C.
And do you find that this is definitely your roots? It's where you feel that you find where you're at your most comfortable and where you can put all your skills to use.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think the best part about this job is that we get to actually be on site.
Yes, hands on.
It's not writing a report and never seeing what the results were on field. We have to walk those end bells and we have to be on site. And it's even though it's in a bunch of black wattles and pine forests, it is still great to be outside.
I can just imagine. It beats an office job at the end of the day. Yeah. But Johan, back to what your project covers, can you give us a little bit more of insight as to what you are currently working on?
Yeah, so I work on the Upper Letaba Restoration Project. So this is in the Hennetsburg area. So when you go from Tsanin to Polokwane, that upper catchment, just as soon as you finish the pass. So this is a project funded by Coca-Cola, and we're working in partnership with the Nature Conservancy to clear as many as possible invasive aliens in this catchment. The reason we're focusing on this catchment, and also why Dima has her catchments, is because they are strategic water source areas for South Africa. This is where all of the streams and the rain and the waterfalls that feed the Letaba River, the Olifants River, the Blader River, and with the Blader project, hopefully also more expansion is going to go down into Sand and Sabi River mountains as well. And historically, these areas have been, because of the abundance of water, they've been overused with forestry, and the issue of forestry is that the seedlings of these forestry plantation, eucalyptus and them, kind of spread into the natural habitats, and we're starting to lose those habitats. So we restore not only for water replenishment, but also just to keep the ecological balance in check.
And I mean, it's once again, it's to improve water quality, quantity, by removing invasive alien plants and reconnecting fragmented ecosystems. I love the way that they put that all together. And critically endangered is the wood, bush, granite grasslands.
Yes.
And being ignorant, what is the wood, bush, granite grassland? Is it a tree? Is it grass? Is it...
So, no, it's a specific name for a ecosystem type, the wood, bush, granite grasslands, which used to cover most of the mountainous region we have on the mountains up north here. But and they were maintained by natural burns that kept burning down any trees that wanted to come up. So you had these massive expanses of grasslands with very specific endemic species that live in them, because it's on the mist belt. It's a very unique situation because you also don't have frost.
Yeah.
So a lot of species thrive in that. But with land use change, forestry, avocado, all of these activities, and also us just building roads and fences and stopping fires from burning, it has resulted in, I think, the beauty that a lot of people see in Hennesberg now is you go there to see the pines and the forest. There were indigenous forests, but most of it looked more like Dalström about 80 years ago. Yeah. So it's a complete landscape change, and what we lost is the woodbush granite grasslands.
I see. Okay, so that's what you want to preserve, whatever is left there at the moment. And these sort of projects, Johan, over what time period do they last?
So with this project, the funding from Coca-Cola started last year in March, and it's going to end by the end of this year. We do have targets. We do still seem to be ahead of our targets. And then after this project, we are still looking to see how we can continue this work, because there's not really enough time to do all the follow-ups that are very necessary. Mm-hmm. And it's always difficult, I think, from the environment that I work with and the environment that Dima works with. She's working with tribal authorities and state land areas. For every 10, 20 hectares I start to clear, I need 4 or 5 signatures of landowners. Wow. So a lot of the responsibility, we are hoping the maintenance of what we've cleared will go back to the landowners.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. And in terms of the area, in the clearing invasive alien plants, what is your area size that you're looking at achieving?
So we're looking to get to 1,600 hectares. Last year, we cleared 900 hectares of invasive alien species and managed to save over 200 million liters of water annually for the Upper Letaba catchment, which sounds funny if we're talking about water crisis now. We have not had a sunny day since December, but it is it's a big area. We are looking to do another 800 hectares more this year.
And obviously those, do you have a company or someone, how do they track that? Or is it, do you track it yourself? Is there a team that goes out and tracks what you've achieved? Or is that all part of what you are doing?
That is part of our job descriptions.
Okay.
We do the calculations for density, the species richness, and the hectares, and manage the contractors. That's all in our scope of work.
Okay, so you cover that, because nowadays you can outsource that. And you get companies that come and implement those things for you. So you go carry on doing the job, and then you get a company that specifically comes and actually tracks that information for you. But if you know, nowadays, you never just do one trade. We end up doing three trades in one. So it works exactly like that. And when it comes to your funding, Johanna, I'm sure that it's also like anything else that you are wanting to do. And when it comes into the environment, is that you've got to give them accurate information. They want to see if you've achieved your targets. And how do you find renewing these partners? Do they get more and more difficult to renew? Or do you have to reach further and further out to retain partners or get new partners?
I think it's a little bit of both, depending on the projects you're looking at. Right now in Upper Letaba, we have some interest from the Dutch embassy, who are also looking to invest. There are some other projects that might come up soon. And if it so happens that this current project does not have funding for the next year, it is possible that we can rely on some of the other ones in the area.
So they can intertwine. You're not completely cut off by the... If one stops, your whole project just comes to a standstill.
That can happen.
That can also happen.
Yeah, that can happen.
So we hope whoever's out there and listening, and I know that we are streaming to over 96 countries throughout the world, and if you've got an absolute love for anything pertaining to the environment, you can get hold of just about anyone on the Kruger to Canyon Biosphere Group. They've got a lovely website, an interactive website, and you can go on there and connect with anyone if you would like to be a part of this amazing group that works from the love of from their hearts more than anything else. Because I can tell you now, I don't know, I'm not familiar with what the salaries are out there, but I can guarantee you it's nothing near what you would do if you're working in a corporate environment. So it does definitely come from the heart. And from yourself, Dima, your roots are here. You don't plan on going anywhere. You think this is, because sometimes we have roots and then sometimes we feel like this is your time, your season, your place, and then you move on to something else. But if you had an opportunity to go and do something completely different, but in an environment of nature, where you would take an opportunity like that. I see people that go to Iceland for 6 months or some crazy place just to go for the experience. If you had an opportunity, or would you just stay where you are?
No, I think I've been with the K2C the longest. I think 12 years this year. So this is my home. This is where I belong. And I love seeing the changes over the years that I've been part of this dynamic team. And just to add on the funders and all the partners, I think K2C have secured funding through the Nature Conservancy and the Nature for Water to also do another project with intermediate teams for a year also up until ending 2026. So I want to be part of that change.
This is your baby.
Yes.
You're watching it grow and you're loving it.
Yes.
Loving watching it grow. Well, that's fantastic and that's wonderful. And congratulations to you and for what you've done and what you've contributed here to K2C. Well done.
Thank you.
And Johan, for you as well, your roots are here, or is there an opportunity that you would explore something else? I'm not saying that you are leaving. I'm just saying sometimes these are stepping stones for where you want to go. And but is there anything else that piques your interest that if you had an opportunity to go and look at or do?
I think it would just be differentiating the activities I do within Kruger to Canyon, because the Kruger to Canyon biosphere is it's quite a big playground. I mean, from Hazy View all the way to Tsanin, you've got the beautiful mountain ranges, the Kruger Park. So there's still a lot that,
I want to explore
and learn and contribute to within the biosphere area.
Well, that's what makes something like this, a project like this, so wonderful, is that it doesn't knip your wings, like they say. It actually spreads your wings. And that's what's so wonderful. So thank you to both of you for coming in studio and sharing what you do. And I can see the passion in your eyes of what you do. And we appreciate everything from ground up. So thank you so much for making the time and effort to come into studio today.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. So there we go. K2C, always on time, always rocking up at the party and always putting so much energy into what they are doing and their absolute love for nature. And we just applaud them 100%. It's